Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mitch. Standing here with a bit of a heavy heart this morning. There's been some old men coming past in tears, and people just sort of can't really believe what's going on, and their jaws kind of drop open, and, you know, it's just like, we can't believe what the Baird government is doing here.
Yeah, so tell us what the situation down there at the moment is like. How many trees have been affected or removed so far?
Well, there's the two big trees on the corner of Anzac and Allison, and they're probably the most significant ones because they're kind of what's called the gateway trees to the avenue that was, you know, as you said before, planted in the 1870s by the Lord Mayor of Sydney. And they're just like a pile of bones or a dead carcass. You know, just, it's heartbreaking. You know, we were all in tears last night as the workmen tore them down,
Now, were you there on Monday evening for that protest? They got a bit heated in the end. What actually happened?
Oh, look, the police just came in, like, guns blazing. Well, they didn't have guns, but they were just, you know, this lovely, beautiful, civilised woman who was just trying to save this beautiful tree. And the workers weren't even working or anything, and they weren't telling us what they did, but the police came in and she tried to hang on to the fence. They ripped her away from the fence. This is three police men. Ripped her away. They handcuffed her. They put her on the ground, face down, and then they shoved her into the paddy wagon and took her off to Maroubra Police, where she was told she'd be sent a fine in the mail. So that was the first incident. And then, I don't know if you know James Matheson at all. He actually came down and joined the protest, and he also got pushed away by the police and sustained injuries, and another woman sprained her ankle as she fell over the haphazardly placed equipment of the light rail people. So, yeah, it was, and many other protesters were pushed and shoved, and because they kind of make this project up as they go along, and yeah, it's kind of madness. You can't believe you're living in the 21st century, really.
Yeah, the government seems unwilling to compromise or even discuss alternatives. How frustrating is that for you?
It's incredibly frustrating, Mitch, because I came up with a solution that was actually embraced by the then Transport Minister, Gladys Berejiklian, before she got into power, which is a solution of electric buses. So electric buses run without wires all day on a single charge. We actually make them on the Gold Coast, and they're exporting them to Malaysia. And so I kind of suggested this to the Transport Minister back in October last year, and I was supposed to be getting a meeting, but then they just kind of flatly rejected it. And, you know, if you had basically electric buses integrating into the system, you'd have a completely quiet George Street, which is the objective, and you wouldn't need to gridlock the city for 5 years and chop down all our historic trees. And, you know, and I've also been working with another civil engineer who's come up with other solutions to keep the light rail, save the trees and the traffic, but they just don't want to listen. They're stonewalling and they're bulldozing through, and it just seems like all they want to do is destroy the environment. You know, heartbreaking.
Yesterday, the transport minister, the current transport minister, admitted that the construction in that part of of Randwick in the Anzac Parade area will lead to delays and can create more traffic. Do you think that, and you know, the trees being chainsawed down? You mentioned people were walking past and reacting to it this morning. Do you think the tide is turning in public opinion?
Oh, look, the tide has turned in public opinion for the last 5 years against this project. People have been fighting against it, but their marketing spin department, headed up by John Brady, formerly of the NRL, is probably some of the best marketing spin in Australia, if not the world. But yeah, hopefully the public is finally coming to its senses, and this civil engineer or team of engineers that have now looked at this project and the NRMA basically said, as Anzac Parade goes down to two lanes, it's going to gridlock, you know, a large part of the city. So there's, for me, I personally believe that this project will definitely implode, but we'll see what happens. But for me, it's only a matter of time until this all falls apart. But obviously, we're talking about $2.2 billion and and some pretty big players here. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and there's a lot more trees that I know you are passionate about keeping and protecting as well, John. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning on 2SER.
Oh, look, Mitch, it's a pleasure. Have a lovely day.
That is John Bellamy from the Sydney Light Rail Action Group talking to us about the continued protest that's happening down there on Anzac Parade in Randwick. Maybe going to drive past there at some stage this morning. A couple of historic trees, as John was describing, was cut down earlier this week, much to the dismay of locals in the community. But, it is going up against a $2.2 billion light rail project, which will, the government tells us, greatly improve Sydney's transport situation. So interesting to see how that kind of pans out over the next few days and months to come.